Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
How many are rejoicing this morning? It's always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord and to see all of you. Nothing like being in the house of God. Amen. You are in the best place. And we believe God has a word for your life this morning. We're also grateful for all the kids, the boys and girls. Today's their last day at the camp, and soon they'll be coming back. And what a blessing, church, what God has done in their lives. Amen. So praise God for all the kids and all the ministries that work with the boys and girls. This morning, I want to share with you a word. If you have your Bibles with you, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Joshua, chapter 24. Now, I'm going to read verse 11. Joshua, chapter 24, verse 11. And amen when you have it. Amen this morning. How many know the Lord's been good to you? He's been good to us. Amen. We are beyond blessed. Praise God. My title this morning is Serve Him with All Your Heart. Serve Him with all your heart. Verse 11, it reads, When you crossed the Jordan River and came to Jericho, the men of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But notice what the Bible says. But I gave you victory over them. Amen. How many know you have victory? He says, but I gave you victory over them. Not that I will or might, the Bible says, the New Living Translation, it says, but I gave you victory over them. When you look at this passage, Joshua chapter 24, Joshua gets all the Israelites, all the elders, all the judges, all the officers. In other words, the whole tribe of Israel, they came together. But the Bible says that they came together to present themselves to God. It was like the whole clique coming together to present themselves to God. Because we got to remember that Joshua, at this moment, he's the one that is leading Israel. Before Joshua, it was Moses. The Bible says that Moses died, and Joshua is now the leader. And when everyone is gathered together, the Bible says that Joshua said to the people, he was about to say not what Joshua had said or anyone has said, but what God had said. And the Bible says that Joshua said to the people, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. And he begins to remind them of all the great things that God did among them. How many know that, like this morning, there's times that we have to be reminded of what God has done in our past. Amen. There's times because man has the tendency to forget of what God has done. But praise God that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he begins to remind them everything that God did amongst them. And when you read the whole chapter, chapter 24, the book of Joshua, he talks about Isaac, he talks about Jacob, he talks about Moses and Aaron, and how God delivered them from the plagues of Egypt, and how God delivered them so that Israel can be free. But when you jump all the way to verse 11, but before I go on, what I love about God is that every time God is reminding them, this is very important, everything I've done, all the victories I've given you, all the wins that I've given you, God says, is because of me, not because of you. See, we must never forget, church, it's all because of God. And the Bible says in verse 11, he tells them, when you cross the Jordan River, because see, that was Joshua's assignment, was to take Israel and cross them over the Jordan River. And the Bible says that when they crossed the Jordan River and came to Jericho, on the other side of the river, there were men of Jericho who began to fight against them. Now, let me ask you this morning, has anything lately, that has been fighting against you? Something that is giving you a hard time. Something that is battling your life. Something that, you know, is giving you a hard time. You already crossed the river, but now you're facing some enemies. And the Bible says that the men of Jericho fought against you. But the Bible says, Joshua reminds them again, but I gave you victory over them. See, church, this morning, whatever you might be facing, whatever enemy that you're battling right now, don't forget that God has given you victory in the past. Amen? And if he's given you victory in the past, that means that God can give you victory in the present. Amen? See, God doesn't go by the weather. God doesn't go by the season. God doesn't base himself by the economy of what's happening in the culture that we're in. God doesn't base himself. God is true to his word. And if God has given you victory in the past, I want to remind you this morning that he's going to give you victory today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. See, this morning you got to say, you know what? Christ gives me victory. You got to declare it. You got to say it. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. So he says, but I gave you victory over them. And notice that the Bible says, verse 12, how many know, just to remind you, God is he's ahead of the game. Hallelujah. Even when you drop the ball, God's ahead of the game. Amen. Even when it seems that you're losing, God's ahead of the game. Even when there's no team players, God is ahead of the game. And notice that the Bible says He says, I sent terror ahead of you. See, God's ahead. He's ahead of you. Hallelujah. See, many times we're worrying about too much about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? The economy. Oh, there's a bug going on in the valley. Jesus even said, hey, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its days. But he says, trust me. Trust me. Amen. So church, this morning, don't get all caught up about tomorrow. Trust the Lord today. Keep your eyes on Jesus today. Amen. And the Bible says, he says, I sent terror ahead of you to drive out two kings of the Amorites. But then he says, and it was none of your swords. Hallelujah. See, that's what I love about Jesus. When you serve Jesus, it's not about religion. Because other religions, it's all about what you do. But in Christianity, your faith in God, it's all about what he did. Amen? It's all about what he did on the cross. It's all about that he paid the penalty for your sins and my sins. He paid it all so that you can be set free. I said he paid it all so that you can be full of joy. He paid it all so that you can be strong in the Lord. He paid it all so that you can be an overcomer this morning, church. Come on now. Hallelujah. He says, it was not your swords. He says, or your bows that brought you victory. See, those are just instruments. The bows, the swords. See, I want you to get this, church. You're called, and I'm called to just manage the tools that God's given you and he's given me. See, how many know that prayer is a tool? And see, if you want to see results, you got to use that tool. You got to use what? Prayer. But see, if you don't pray, you're not going to see results. But if you do pray, you will see results, but it's all because of God. It's the same thing with the Word of God. We talk about the Word of God. We talk about the Bible. Oh, I got 30 Bibles. Well, yeah, but do you read them? You know, I got this. I got one. People are funny. I got one in the car. I got one in the garage. I got one in the gym. I got one in my locker. And I even got one in my lunchbox. But do you read it? I said, but did you read the Word of God? And if you do read it and God gives you victory, it's because of God. We're just stewards, church. We're called to be good stewards because everything belongs to God. And he says, and it was not your swords or bows that brought you victory. He says, and then he goes a little bit deeper. He says, I gave you land, real estate. You had not worked on. How many like that? Amen. I was watching a video yesterday about this lady. They're not sure yet, but she found oil in her backyard. So she's live and she's saying, what do I do? And everybody's commenting, he shouldn't even said anything. He says, make sure that it's legit. Because there's money. They'll offer you. They'll want to buy that land. And see, how many know God can do that supernaturally? Amen? You could be sitting at your house, and they want to make a highway through your house. You'd be surprised the God that we serve, church. We serve a supernatural God. When you least expect, God is ahead of the game. I said, God is ahead of the game. You think God doesn't know what you need? Do you think God doesn't know what you need at the moment? It was the Apostle Paul that said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And he says, I gave you land you had not worked on. And I give you towns you did not build. The towns where you are now living. He says, I gave you vineyards and olive groves for food, though you did not plant them. But then he says this. Here's the key, church. Number one, I'm gonna give you three things. Number one, he says, so fear the Lord. You want to see the power of God, church, in your life? You want to see miracles in your life? You want to see the mighty hand of God on your life? You want to see the supernatural? Fear the Lord. Are you too quiet this morning? Give reverence to God. Respect God. Show reverence to God. No matter what. See, I really believe, church, we don't see the blessing, or we don't see what God can really do. There's no fear of God. Fear, reverence of God is everywhere, church. Not just on Sunday morning. Too quiet. Fear the Lord. Fear God. He says, fear the Lord. That's number one. He's given us the keys. Fear God. Who God is. Without God, we're nothing. I said, without God, we're nothing. Peter said, where can we go, Lord, if you have words of eternal life? Number one, fear the Lord. Number two, serve him wholeheartedly. Or in other words, serve God. Here it goes, church. Very important. With sincerity. Be sincere. Quit playing the part. Sincerity. Hey, God is a real God. And he's giving them, he's telling Israel, Joshua's reminding Israel, look, do these three things, and you're going to see great things in your life. Serve him wholeheartedly. With all your heart, sincerely. And he says, but this is what you got to do. If we're going to serve God wholeheartedly, he says, put away forever the idols. Let me ask you, do you have some idols in your life? Before they crossed the Jordan River, they had idols. When they cross the Jordan River, guess what? Idols will pop up. Idols is not just a stone god. Idol can be anything that takes the place of God. He says, put away those idols. Remove them. Nothing should take the place of God, church. He says, put away. But he don't say just put away. He says, put away forever. Para siempre. Put away those idols. Get them out of the way. And see, I've seen this where we want the blessing, but we got idols everywhere. Traditional idols, culture idols. No, this one right here, this one gives me money. You drink this, this one makes you lose weight. But Joshua, he says, put away forever the idols. He says that your ancestors worshipped. It says when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. And many times, church, we grow up idolizing idols that our ancestors worshipped. And now we think it's okay. Church, there's idols that we need to get rid of. I'm not trying to sound religious, but we do need to remove idols. Anything that wants to take the place of God. Your money can be an idol. Your body can be an idol. Your car can be an idol. You put all kinds of money in your car, but you never give to the house of the Lord. What did Jesus say? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's at. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. We need to learn, church, that learn to trust God and be patient. Learn to put God first. Trust God that he's going to take care of everything and be patient for the harvest. And he says, put away forever the idols your ancestors worshiped when they lived beyond Euphrates River in Egypt. And then he says, serve the Lord alone. We need to serve God alone, church. You can't serve two or three. Quit trying to be a spiritual playboy. God's a jealous God. You know, we want God. I want God. I want Jesus. I want the blessing of God. You know, I want God to help me. I want God to give me that job. I want God to help me out to finish school. I want God to heal me. I want God to help me. And we want God. But at the same time, it's not just God. But you also want someone else. Flirting. Some are flirting, some are dating. I'm talking spiritually. Flirting, dating. But God says, hey, you want to see results? It's got to be only me. And the culture's nowadays, they're trying to teach that you could do a little bit of everything. But church, notice that the Bible says, so fear the Lord and serve him wholly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But then he says, look, see, this is what I love about God. God is fair, church. He says, but if you refuse, if you don't want to go for it, you don't want to serve God, you don't want nothing with God, you don't want to honor him, you don't want to bless him, you refuse to serve the Lord, he says this, Joshua, look what he tells him. Then choose today whom you will serve. See, church, Some of you, you got to choose today. You got to choose. Today. Well, Pastor, it's because, I like both. I like the things of God, but I also like the world. Come on, church, be quiet on me. You know, I still like this, those, you know. God took you out of there. Matter of fact, a lot of those things where God took you out of you, they were damaging your life. You were in pain. You were hurting. That's the reason why you're serving God, for the same reason. Why? Because he set you free. He delivered you. And the Bible says he made you a new creation. You are a new creation. Now you serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. But God, God through Joshua, he says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, that's cool. That's on you. But here's the thing, though. This is where I've learned. People that have tasted of the Lord, who have walked with the Lord. Check this out. When they're not fully, heartily serving God, and they want both of the worlds, they want God and they want this. Sooner or later, they start complaining. They start complaining. Oh, I don't see the blessing. Well, how come God's not helping me? I mean, what do you expect? God sees that you want him, but you also want to keep doing your own thing over here. And we start complaining, and we start off like that, and then we bring it in the church. It's the preacher, the pastor, the leader, the this. And then we're just looking. See, which one am I going to use today? But notice, he says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. He says, would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? Look what Joshua says. He says, which God are you going to serve? The ones on the other side of the river? Or the ones that now that you cross the river? And here's the thing, church. Here's the thing. You got to give it all to the Lord. And let me help you out this morning. If you're struggling, you're battling, your spirit tells you it wants the things of God, but the flesh wants over there. Let me give you some advice. Keep showing up in the house of God and let the power of the Holy Spirit do the work in you. Let God do the work in you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever surrender. Don't ever say, you know what? Enough is no. Show up. And if you show up, God's already here. See, you need to understand, church. God is working in everyone's life. Now get this, some God works faster in people than others. Did you get that? But God is working in me, God is working in you. But the key is to show up. Let God do the work. And love on people. Let me tell you something, because if not, at least you're in a good place. You're receiving life. God's doing something. And he goes on to say, or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you now live? But then Joshua, we all know the scripture, he says, but as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That's powerful. See, that's what Joshua is a good scripture for men. Because you're the priest of the house, men. I said, men, you're the priest of the house, not the wife. The male, the man, is the priest of the house. Not the woman. Not too many amens, but it's okay. We're going somewhere. God is looking for men who will stand up. He will say, I'll take the lead. Ain't no woman's going to push me and tell me, hey, we need to go to church. No. I already know Sunday morning I got to be in the house of the Lord. See, men, you ought to be getting up early, get shower, get dressed, drink your coffee, chill. Matter of fact, you ought to be in the car waiting already. Just how we used to do it back in the day. 10 creases. The hairnet. Shine up the shoes. You want to look good. How much more for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Hallelujah. And Joshua, he tells them, but as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. See, I think we get caught up too much, church, in this. This is the biggest lie of the devil. Is that why am I going to church if I'm just being a hypocrite? Let me tell you something. I want to remind you again. Everywhere you go, there's hypocrites. Where you go eat today, there's hypocrites. Why do you always use a church? If you think you're a hypocrite, let God work on you. Zip and let God work in you. You might be struggling. You might be battling. But God, you're here for a reason. That's because God is working in you. And see, you got to see that other side, that God is working in you. See, this morning, you're in the house of God. You're not at no drug house. You're not in the hospital in a coma. God has been too good to you. I said, God has been too good to you. That's because God is not done with you. God isn't finished with you yet. If you're still breathing, you're still here, you have a life, you have a body, that's because God is calling you. God is working in you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Who told you it was over for you? Man might have told you that, but God says that his mercies are new every morning. This today, church, it is a new day for your life. I said it's a beautiful day for your life this morning. You're not just a number. You're not just a person. No, you are special in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. And I finish right here. See, that's why a leader, any leader in the church, at home, at work, a leader is important, church. A leader will influence. People watch and look at their leader. And look what everyone said, verse 16. The people replied, when Joshua says, hey, me and my family, we're going to serve God. I don't know about you guys, but me and my family, we're serving God. Look at verse 16. The people replied, we would never abandon the Lord and serve other gods. Is there anyone this morning, church, that can say that? We will never, never abandon the Lord. We're going to serve God. Amen. We're never going to abandon the Lord. God's been too good to me. He forgave me of my sins. He forgave you of your sins. God gave you another opportunity. He gave you another chance. God's been too good. Matter of fact, some of us, we shouldn't even be here. We should have been buried already a long time ago. But that's because God's not through with you yet. And see, sometimes we don't see that. That's why you got to get going, church. And this morning, I pray and I believe that you say, like it says in the word, we would never, never abandon the Lord and serve other gods. He says, for the Lord our God is the one who rescued us. God is the one that delivered me. God is the one that saved me. God is the one that gave me another opportunity. And he says, he performed mighty miracles before our very eyes. See, that's the thing, church. All of you here, you've seen miracles and miracles in your life. What God has done. And sometimes we forget everything that God has done and he's doing right now. When no one was around, God showed up. Or God used a family member to give you a word of encouragement. To tell you, hey, don't give up. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Or someone, God used somebody in your life. Of everything that God has done in you. And he's doing. And let me remind you, church, our God is not dead. Our God is alive. He raised from the dead the third day. And the Bible says that he's seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and me. Hallelujah. And I stop right there. Please stand.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.